朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今天我们以为我们进到圣殿里面，我们自然就圣了。
Sometimes we're mistaken in thinking as long as I enter the sanctuary, I will be sanctified.
在十五六世纪中世纪的时候
In the 15th and 16th century,
我们听到也看到那个时候的神学有许许多多很滑稽的事情。
We may think that it's funny now, but in those days, those theologians took it serious.
他们花很多的时间研究一些很奇奇怪怪的问题。
They spent a lot of time seemingly on frivolous topics.
他们拿了一根针，他们就在研究在一个针头上可以有多少个天使在上面跳舞。
One of the topics of examination was how many angels can dance on the head of a pin.
他们还研究一个问题，他们说如果这里有一个圣洁的水在一个杯子里面。
Another topic of examination was if there's holy water in this glass.
或者在这个杯子里面有一个圣洁的膏油在里面。
Or perhaps there's oil that has been sanctified.
他们就研究一个问题。
One of their topics of...
如果不小心有个苍蝇掉进去。
If a fly accidentally fell into the glass,
是把这个圣膏油弄脏了呢，还是这个苍蝇变成圣苍蝇？
Would the fly be contaminating the holy water, or would the fly be sanctified by getting in touch with the water?
我们今天会笑这种的神学很奇怪这些事情。
Today you may make fun of these discussions.
但是事实上，今天有很多人到教会里面有这样的思想。
But a lot of us enter the church with similar thoughts.
我只要进到礼拜堂。
If I enter the church.
我只要经过了受洗。
If I'm baptized.
我只要领了圣餐。
If I partake of the Holy Communion.
我自然就受感染变成一个圣人。
I would become a holy person.
在这个地方，亚伦给我们看见的不是这个样子。
But here the experience of Aaron shows that it is not the case.
你进圣殿献圣祭，你上圣坛做圣工。你不见得是一个圣人。
Even when you are in the tabernacle and you are partaking of these holy sacraments, you may not be holy.
今天有可能你传道三十年，可能你个人这个人还不是一个真正得救重生的人。
It is entirely possible for a person to be a preacher for over three decades and yet not be saved.
有一个牧师在他自己传道的时候受感动得救。
I've heard of a pastor who was movedHimself when he was preaching, and he was saved.
在这里，我们看见神提醒我们一件很重要的事情。
So I see that God is reminding us of an important truth.
我们要忠心地做圣工，但是我们这个人必须是一个圣洁的人。
We have to be faithful in our ministry, but we have to be careful that we ourselves are holy to the Lord.
尤其在今天这个时代。
Especially in this age.
弟兄姊妹，我们在圣殿里面，在礼拜堂里面做一个圣徒容易。
It's easy for us to be a holy person within the confines of the church.
今天我们要在社会，在今天这个世界，要维持自己圣洁的见证，不是一件容易的事情。
But for us to maintain our testimony in the society, it's a difficult task.
今天在这个社会里面
，in our society.
今天在外面的环境当中
，in the surroundings about us.
我们今天一件事情可以不做，但是很多人都做，每一个人都做，大多数人都做，成为我们一个很大的压力。
Because certain things are practiced by everybody else becomes a tremendous pressure upon us.
旧约祭司叫做圣祭司。
The priests of the Old Testament are called holy priests.
在新约，每一个信耶稣的人，圣经都称为我们圣徒。
And when we come to the New Testament, all believers are called sanctified.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你这样称呼也好，你不这样称呼也好，但是不能够抹杀、忘记我们是圣徒的事实。
Brothers and sisters, whether you greet each other thus, you have to realize that we are saints.
Holy 这个形容词，或者 holiness 这个名词。 我花了一点时间把 concordance 拿来算一算，全圣经出现了922次之多。
When I look through the concordance, looking through the occurrence of the words either holy or holiness, I found that it occurred in the Bible 922 times.
一月每一个主日，我要在这里跟大家分享我对这个 holiness 的负担。
I want to share with you my burden towards this topic.
但是今天早上，我希望用很简单两节的圣经，从那922次的这个记录里面选出两节比较特别、大家比较熟悉的圣经来思想这个题目。
I will not be going through all 922 verses today, only two verses.
请我们先翻开希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to the New Testament Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十四节
Verse 14
希伯来书十二章十四节这里提到圣洁
Here we see holiness
希伯来书的作者说你们要追求与众人和睦并要追求圣洁非圣洁没有人能见主
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy Without holinessNo one will see the Lord.
从中文和英文的句法的排列来看，这里很明显，希伯来书的作者要我们追求两件事情。
From the grammatical structure, we can see that the author of Hebrews wants us to strive for two things.
当然，这个地方这个追求这两个字是一个非常强的一个希腊文的原文。
The Chinese version.Is striving for, while the English says make every effort. In the original Greek, is a very strong word.
在英文说 make every effort 就让我们想到我们要用尽一切要得着的意思。
Here we see the sense of using all our strength to make every effort in order to obtain something.
其实，在希腊原文，追求这个字 make every effort 是讲到一个打猎的人，他要用尽方法要得着他的猎物的这一个字。
The word in Greek is actually has the sense of a hunter making every effort to catch his prey.
两件事情与众人和睦要追求，圣洁要追求。
We need to strive or make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy.
但是这一节圣经，如果我们更深入的来思想和分析的时候
，But when we analyze this verse a little bit deeper,
我们发现追求圣洁并不是真正的目的。真正的目的乃是让那个追求圣洁的人能够看见这位我们看不见的神。
To make every effort to be holy is not the end to itself; it is only the means.Because it continues to say, without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
换句话说，在这个地方提到两件事情：一件事情要追求与众人的和睦；第二件事情要追求与上帝的亲近。
In other words, we have to make every effort to live in peace with all men, and to make every effort to draw close to God.
这两件事情是有因果关系。
These are means and ends.
因为我们很清楚地看见所有人与人之间的关系乃是基于人与上帝之间的关系的建立
Because we see the interpersonal relations are built upon the relation between that person and God
我们常常听见一句话说人道是基于天道就是这个意思
That's the meaning when we say human relations comes from our individual relations with God.
什么时候我们跟神的关系出了问题，很自然，常常发现人与人之间的人际关系出了问题。
If our relation with God is not good, then it's very often that our interpersonal relations will suffer.
我们常常听见人家说的这句话，心中无神就目中无人。
We have heard a Chinese saying, if you do not have God in your heart,Then you will not have men in your eyes.
我们回过头来看看今天这个事件，人际的关系到今天那么示威，到今天那么危机，到底原因在哪里
？So when we look at our surroundings and realize that interpersonal relations have reached a crisis point, what's the reason?
原则上是因为人没有把人当人来看。
In principle, that has occurred because we do not treat each other as humans.
很多时候我们不知不觉地把人当成物品来看。
Very often we treat other human beings as things.
当我们把人当成仅仅是个货品的时候，我们就很容易把它买和卖。
So when we view other humans as things that we can buy and trade them,
我们发现在一些文明落后的夫妻关系常常是如此的。
And in those developing tribal nations, for example, you would see that the husband-wife relation sometimes is just a trade.
我们把人当货品，我们也把人当机器。
Because we treat humans as goods or machines.
所以有许多政治野心家看见人不把人看，而把它变成一个让它能够往上爬的一个机器。
So politicians sometimes view human beings as just a machine to help them achieve their ambition.
这个我们在文明进步的社会关系里面看得很清楚。
We see this in the nations around us.
基本上我们怎么处理这个问题？
How do we treat this problem?
我们怎么样能够把人当人来看？
How can we treat each other as true human beings?
我们要先把自己当人来看。
We first have to treat ourselves as true humans.
当一个人认识自我的尊严的时候，
When one truly understands what their own position is,
他就会尊重在他四周，在他周遭的人。
If he honors himself, then he can honor others.
我曾经在这里提过，原来我再讲一遍。
I've mentioned this before, so allow me to mention it again.
圣经说世人都犯了罪。
It's very clear, the Bible says, all have sinned.
我们是罪人，没有错。
Yes, we are sinners.
但是很多时候我们读圣经的时候，看真理的时候，我们只看了一面。
But so often, we only look at truth in one point of view.
在真理的追求上，断章取义是个很危险的事情。
It's very dangerous to build our theology from just one verse or one passage.
我们是罪人没有错。
Yes, we are sinners.
我们要告诉人说你是罪人，所以你需要一个救主。
We have to tell others you are a sinner, you need a savior.
我们没有看到圣经从另外一个角度讲到人的尊贵。
But then so oftentimes we overlook the fact that the scriptures also say that we are of value.
圣经告诉我们说人是照着上帝的形象造的。
Scriptures tells us that we are created in His image.
什么叫做神的形象？
What do we mean by that?
我们要认识神的形象，就能够认识人的尊贵。
If we understand the image of God, then we know our own value.
我们认识自己的尊贵，我们就能够认识我们四周的人的尊贵。
If we understand our own values, then we can indeed value others.
所以认识上帝带来认识自我，认识自我带来认识这个社会，认识这个时代，认识我们周遭的人。
So we need to understand God, and from that we have a self-awareness and understanding, and that permeates to our understanding of others.
希伯来书的作者在这里提醒我们，怎么样能够认识上帝。
And the author of Hebrews here teaches us how we can understand and know God.
主耶稣在登山宝训上也说过。
And Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount have also emphasized this.
清心的人有福了。
Those who are pure in heart are blessed.
因为他们必得见上帝。
Because they shall see God.
我们今天要见上帝，我们今天要认识上帝，我们必须要有个圣洁的生活。
If we want to see the face of God, if we want to get to know Him, we have to have holiness.
然后我们再看一段的圣经，请我们翻到前面提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章讲到圣洁的另外一个部分。
Chapter 2 tells us another sense of holiness.
第二章二十节二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21 of chapter 2.Second Timothy.
在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, and some for ignoble. If a man cleanses himself from the latter,He will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
请大家注意二十一节。
Let us pay attention to verse 20.
保罗在这里说，大户人家有金器银器，有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱。
Paul mentioned that there are so many different articles in the house.
那么我们注意，他在这里把这两组的东西放在一起，好像画上了等号。
Seemingly, he has graded them.
那么换句话说，金器银器好像是贵重的，木器瓦器好像是卑贱。
gave us an impression that the gold and silver articles are those for noble purposes, and the wood and clay articles are for ignoble purposes.
我们要很小心，今天我们在教会里面，我们今天不讲社会，在教会里面，我们也常常是这样判断价值。
And sometimes, even when we are in the church, we have a similar attitude.
这是从物质、从外表的角度来看。
You are evaluating them by their materials from their outward appearance.
这个跟今天世界的标准、跟属世的标准有什么不同呢？
This is the same as worldly standards for evaluation.
所以保罗在二十节提醒我们，不是相等的。
So in verse 20, Paul does not mean to imply this.
因为在二十一节他做了这样的解释。
Because in verse 21, you can see this.
真正的价值在哪里呢？
Where does the value or the noble comes from?
不是从外表和物质来看。
It's not from outward appearance, not from the material.
而是看两样事情。
But from two other things.
虽然这两样事情有关联。
Even though they are related.
一个是圣洁。
One is being holy.
一个是合乎主用。
And the other is to be useful to the master.
当然这两件事情他讲得很清楚，成为圣洁就能够合乎主用。
Of course, it's clear that once we are holy, then we can be useful to the master.
外表的贵重也许可以派上用场，但是不一定合主的心。
The outward appearance may be useful, but it may not appear to the master.
所以我们在这里看见这两节圣经，一个在希伯来书，一个在提摩太后书。
So when we put these two verses together, the one from Hebrews and the one from 2 Timothy,
一个是提到我们基督徒生活的见证要圣洁。
So we're told that in our daily lives, we have to be holy.
另外一个讲到我们的侍奉的工作，这个人的器皿也要圣洁。
And in order for us to be useful to God, to serve God, we also have to be holy.
每一次我在传福音的时候讲到罪，总是从三个层面来讲。
When I share the gospel with others and I mention the concept of sin, I usually share it from three different points of view.
一个是行为，一个是言语，一个是从思想。
I share about the from the conduct, the words that we utter, and from our thoughts.
我盼望在今后的几个主日，我们从着不同的层面来追求过圣洁的生活。
I would like to spend some time on the other Sundays to share with you how we can achieve holiness in those different aspects.
下一个礼拜天，我们要把“归耶和华为圣”这几个字要放在我们讲台前面的墙上。
By next Sunday, we will be putting up those words, holy to his name, close to the pulpit.
弟兄姊妹，我们要强调一件事情。
We want to emphasize this.
这个圣殿要归耶和华为圣。
This building, this sanctuary, we want it to be holy for the Lord.
这句话也代表我们每一个这个教会的信徒都要成为圣洁的人。
But these words is an admonishment to us all that we should all be holy.
什么叫做追求圣洁？
How do we strive for holiness?
而是一步一步的成长。
It is a growing process, a step at a time.
12月31号晚上。
During the evening of December 31st.
我们在家里有个小的祷告会。
There's a small prayer meeting in our home.
我们从1991年祷告到1992年。
We prayed from 1991 to 1992.
我在神面前有一个祷告。
I had a prayer before the Lord.
我说主啊。
Said Lord,
让我92年比91年让我这个人更像你。
Help me to be more like you in 1992.
弟兄姊妹，但愿成为我们每一个人的祷告。
May this prayer be also your prayers.
圣洁不只是在生活和侍奉上表现出来。
Holiness is not only shown in our daily living and in our service.
让我们圣洁在我们的性格上能够表明出来。在我们的个性上表明出来。
May our nature reflect holiness.
让我们这个教会在新的年度里面成为一个圣洁的教会。
And may this church be a holy church in this new year.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。